Okay, let us pay homage to the Buddha first. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Today, I would like to share with you two types of practices. The first one is like what you have practiced just now, today. You come for a retreat and you sit still. Your eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door are closed, but your body door are open to the pain. And your mind door is also open to the wandering thought, to slow and topple and so on. So sitting still, you can, because the body is still, you can control the mind better compared with you run around or moving around. This is called formal practice. There's another one we call informal practice. Informal practice is when you are moving around, or when you are when you're out of your cushion. When you're out of your cushion, you start to open your eyes. So your eye door is open, your ear door is open, especially ear door and eye doors are open. Open to visible object, open to sound. And this, the object, visible object and sound are there most of the time. They keep on impinging your eye door and your ear door. And because of this eye contact and ear contact, the mind become very agitated at this moment. It's your practice. This is called informal practice. Right now is the practice. Later on I will explain in Chinese. So to me, sitting still is comparatively easy. As I say, because many doors are closed. But while you are moving around, because of constant impingement of external objects, the mind reacts very fast. When you see unpleasant object, you don't like. When you see agreeable object, you like it. So the mind reacts very fast and almost automatically. For an untrained mind, it reacts automatically with like and dislike. And if you are good in formal sitting, in formal sitting you can sit still 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, very good. But when you're out of cushion, you do not know how to handle when external sixth sense object impinge to your sixth sense doors. If you do not know how to handle, then I cannot say you are a good practitioner. Why? Because you can ask yourself, how long you sit on a cushion? Maybe one day, the most 3 hours. The rest of the days, you are moving around, and your mind is constantly exposed to external impingement, and there are so many defilements, greed, hatred, and delusion will pop up owing to the contact. through external contact. Therefore, this informal sitting, informal practice is extremely important. But without coming to retreat, to quiet your body and mind first, and if you think you can challenge the external impingement, that is not possible. That is impossible. And yet, if you think that one day I sit 3 hours enough, then when you out of cushion, you do not guard your mind. You let your mind react as you like, and that is also not okay. And not only not okay, you can see most of the time your mind will be beset by defilements because of unguarded mind. You do not guard your mind with mindfulness. Mindfulness is the protector of the mind. Therefore, you have to do both. Number one, you have to come for a retreat to learn how to quiet your mind and body first, to develop certain degree of mindfulness, concentration and wisdom in order for you to be able to fight with defilements in your daily life. If you have never come for a retreat to train your mind into certain level of tranquility and mindfulness, you are unable to confront with external impingement. Your mind will be beset with greed, hatred, delusion, jealousy, competition, and so on. Rigidity of the mind, and so on. Therefore, these two types of practices, number one is formal sitting on a cushion. Number two is informal practice. That is why you are moving around in your daily life. You have to apply mindfulness and wisdom in order to protect your mind. Me, as a long-term practitioner, I still feel very challenging in daily life because so many defilements are popping up. Sometimes my mindfulness is blunt, not so alert in order to tackle my own defilements. So as a long-term practitioner, still find it very difficult, not to speak you, a non-long-term practitioner. Therefore, coming to retreat is essential, but it doesn't mean that out of the retreat, then you forget what you have practiced. Out of the retreat, you have to apply mindfulness and wisdom in order to tackle all the defilements that pop up when your sixth sense bases come to contact with sixth sense object. How? 现在让我来讲一点中文哈。 今天呢，要为大家开示的是两种修行的方法。第一种修行的方法呢，就是我们今天做的，然后你正式来参加一个禅修营，然后呢。 It's not my problem. I think it's the problem.